This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we're in December now. It is the season, as they say, and you may be thinking about setting up your own Christmas tree, but what if you want something a bit more lively than just the typical plastic tree? Joined this morning by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. How are you this morning, Jenny?
I'm great, thank you.
So, I guess, how popular is the idea of actually having a living Christmas tree?
Oh, well, it depends on your circumstances. I think, you know, if you've got lots of animals, sometimes it's a good idea to have a plastic one, because if they're hurtling through the house and kids and everything and things are toppling over, your plastic one's not going to get damaged. But I think with living Christmas trees, what you can actually do is you can, what we used to do when we were kids, we'd plant them in the garden. So we had a whole row of pine trees that eventually grew up into a windbreak, because we grew up on a farm. But you can get lovely little trees now that you can put in a pot and keep all year round, and then when it's Christmas time, bring it inside and cover it with baubles and streamers and put a star on top. And they look lovely, and you don't have to worry about packing it away.
And does keeping it in a pot, I guess, keep it at a reasonable size as well? Doesn't let it grow too large?
Well, plants that grow in pots tend to be smaller because their roots don't expand so much. But with a lot of the native Christmas trees, you can actually just keep them trimmed yourself. I mean, for example, a really lovely tree is the a lily pilly. And there's a variety that's actually called the Christmas bush lily pilly. Now, like all lily pillies, they can be trimmed. You know, you quite often have them as a hedge and you have to trim them regularly. With this lily pilly, you can trim it in the shape of a Christmas, traditional European Christmas tree, or if you want to, you know, cut it up into a little ball shape. But they come out with some lovely little star-like flowers in spring. But just in time for Christmas, they come out with these beautiful light purple berries that you can eat. And if you don't want to eat them, then the possums and birds will have a go at them as well.
Give them a little Christmas treat.
Yeah.
And so when we are looking at getting one of these living Christmas trees, is it a bit too late to start growing them from scratch, I imagine, but where can we actually pick them up?
Well, actually, some of them, like, for example, the woolly bush, you'll find them down in your nursery. It was quite rare about, say, 2 decades ago, but it's a very, very popular plant now. Now, the woolly bush is really lovely. It's got a lovely grey, green foliage. It looks like it's just had a sprinkling of snow fall on it. I mean, the leaves are like pine needles. They're very, very narrow. So it has the look of the traditional European-style tree. But they are natives, and they've got a lovely shape. It's just slightly irregular. And then in early summer, just around about now, they come out with these lovely red flowers that attract native birds to your garden. And when the flowers go, you can stick your red baubles on them and pretend that they're still flowering.
And so with these kinds of plants, of course, people like to bring their Christmas tree inside. Do they fare well even in a pot inside?
Oh, yes, yes. No, if it's only for a couple of weeks, that should be no problem. I mean, ideally, you'd put them in a sunny spot. But even if they're in the shade for a couple of weeks, they'll be fine. And then once your Christmas festivities are over, you can put them outside into a sunny spot again.
Hmm. And what kind of care do they need?
Well, If you're getting a native, you should be fine. Just good potting mix if you're going to keep them in a pot. If you're going to plant them in the garden, most of them like a nice, well-drained soil, a bit sandy. And, of course, they like sun. There's very few trees that sort of thrive in the dark.
Hmm. And is there any particular that you're going to be picking up for your own Christmas tree?
No. Oh, I just don't have time for Christmas. I usually have Christmas. I didn't have it this year because of quarantine, but I normally have Christmas in October.
Oh.
Because I come from a really large family and we've all got various relatives all over the place. So we have our Christmas get-together in October when everything's a bit quiet, and it's just my sisters and our partners and our children. And then they spend Christmas with their partner's family. So, you know, I tend to make it a nice quiet one for me.
I guess it gives you plenty of time to just be in the garden over Christmas then.
Oh, you have no idea how much plans I have for my garden this Christmas. Yes.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for your time today.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.